Have you heard about The Echo? Maybe been targeted by it. It started on an anti-Semitic podcast that literally makes Jewish names echo ominously. Here's a reference to Bernie Sanders with echoes on his name and echoes of the Holocaust.
And according to a detailed analysis by the Tax Foundation, Bernie Sanders' tax plan would kill 6 million jobs.
Kill 6 million jobs. That echo on the name was translated online into three sets of parentheses on either side of names, names like Jonathan Weissman's. He's the New York Times editor who tweeted out an opinion piece critical of Donald Trump. His name in parentheses came back when he asked, "What is that?" The tweeter responded, "It's a dog whistle, you fool." Another wrote, "Get used to it, you," followed by a derogatory word for Jew. Weissman wrote an article titled "The Nazi Tweets of Trump God Emperor," and then he quit Twitter, saying he'll leave it to the racists, the anti-Semites, and the Bernie bros, followers of Bernie Sanders, who he says attack female reporters. The Anti-Defamation League, an organization that tracks anti-Semitism and hate, is now adding the echo to its database of hate language. But now some Jews are also embracing the echo to take the sting out of it. Jonathan Greenblatt is the CEO of the Anti-Defamation League. Jonathan, start by telling us more about this symbol.
We've been looking at issues of anti-Semitic and racist symbols and iconography literally for decades. Mm. So that it really hasn't changed much, but what has is their ability to deliver it in new, more public and more efficient ways.
Yeah.
And I would say this current spate of harassment against journalists is in some ways an extension of the classic anti-Semitic stereotype of Jews controlling the media. The echo symbol, which seemed to have originated in 2014 on a podcast, it was used to highlight the names of people who were Jewish or perceived to be Jewish, so white supremacists could single them out for harassment, both online and offline. And in the past few weeks, it's gained notoriety because it's been used to target a number of very prominent journalists covering this political campaign.
And including, as we said, Jonathan Weissman, but others as well. And so what happens? People will just tweet out the person's name with the three parentheses on either side?
Yes. So there have been different ways that it has been used. First, white supremacists, anti-Semites, racists, this whole sort of cohort is identifying people who are Jewish or who they think are Jewish, putting the parentheses around them to signal to other users on social media, particularly Twitter, that these people are Jews and should be targeted. And then the individuals receive a deluge of the worst, most indescribable hate. It comes in the form of tweets, you know, basic words. But we see them spewing images, videos, and the harassment, which is often just the kind of prejudicial name-calling you would never do in person, then it has shifted to more worrisome forms of harassment, like, for example, identifying the person's cell phone so others can call the person, identifying their home address, exposing their personal email address. And again, we have seen a number of journalists and other public figures who have been targeted in this way. In addition to tweeting at people or posting on other social media platforms, look, the haters are they adapt and they use new technologies to try to spread their bigotry. For example, some developers created something called the Coincidence Detector, a browser extension for Google Chrome that was available for free through the Chrome Web Store. Extremists were downloading it, attaching it to their browsers, and then whenever their browser would open up a new page, it would take Jewish names or Jewish organizations, or again, those perceived to be Jewish, and putting parentheses around them.
Automatically.
So, automatically.
And by the way, we should say that Google has removed this ability to do an echo with one key swipe.
They did just that. So we at the ADL, for several years now, we've been running a working group with Silicon Valley leaders like Google and Facebook and Twitter, in addition to Microsoft and Yahoo and eBay and a number of others. We've helped them to develop best practices when free speech becomes hate speech and it needs to be dealt with. So we reached out to Google, as did others, when we saw this piece of software. They immediately took it down. We've seen Twitter up their game recently to try to deal with accounts tweeting hate and rape threats and death threats against users like Jonathan Weissman, Juliet Yaffe from GQ, Bethany Frankel from The Federalist, and a number of other reporters. But clearly industry needs to do more.
Well, and Jonathan Weissman said Twitter was not responding at all, which is why he quit Twitter. Then he went on to say that Twitter had actually taken down, I think, something like 10 accounts. But it, you know, I always say it's like the replicating brooms in The Sorcerer's Apprentice. You can't stop when social media starts multiplying. How do you feel about the move on the part of some Jews to take the symbol and kind of just make it theirs? Jonathan Weissman, on his Twitter feed, he has both his name and his name in parentheses on each side.
I think it's brilliant the way that some prominent Jewish people on Twitter have tried to do just that, to invert the use of the parentheses and make it a source of pride. Jeffrey Goldberg from The Atlantic started this. A number of other prominent reporters and individuals have used it, including Yair Rosenberg or a number of others. But what's even more interesting, I think, Robin, are non-Jews who are using it. Cornell Brooks, the CEO of the NAACP. Neera Tanden, the head of the Center for American Progress, Matt Duss from the Middle East Center for Peace. Prominent non-Jews are now saying, hey, we stand with American Jews and we will not back down from bigotry. In some ways, it resembles the campaign in Denmark during World War II when King Christian famously pushed back on the Nazis and said, if you're going to make the Jews of my country wear armbands or Jewish stars, we will all wear Jewish stars.
Is this a modern-day burning cross?
I think it is. I think there was a time when the burning cross was this physical symbol that the Ku Klux Klan used to terrorize, in particular, African Americans. But today, when so much of our social interaction happens online, we are banking, we are buying, we are befriending people in social media. I mean, Twitter alone has over a billion messages every day. Facebook has more than 1.6 billion members. And so attacking people online with the parentheses is a digital equivalent to burning a cross or anti-Semitic graffiti or other forms of hate. And I think what we know is that symbols matter. Standing up to them, pushing back to them is critical. I think part of the solution to bad speech is better speech and promoting counter-speech initiatives, grassroots efforts. And some of it needs to be a top-down industry response, making sure that not only do these companies communicate their outrage and use their corporate voice, but improve enforcement and create better transparency for their review process. With support from law enforcement and NGOs on the side, I think we can tackle this problem.
Well, but, you know, it's not illegal. I mean, isn't this a free speech issue as well?
It most definitely is not illegal. We are ferocious advocates for the First Amendment at the ADL. We always have been. The challenge is that recognizing sometimes when speech shifts from expressing ideas to terrorizing people, it's something else. Marginalizing and pushing other people out so they cannot express their point of view. And in particular here, what's problematic, and we've seen, Robin, again and again, is when these users target an individual and then that moves from, again, soft harassment online to hard physical harassment offline.
Yeah. As we have been made painfully aware, there are unhinged people who will act out on their hate. Jonathan Greenblatt, what role do you think presidential candidates play in this? Jonathan Weissman was attacked by both Trump followers, Trump trolls, but he also called out Bernie bros.
Robin, I'm really glad you asked that question. We've seen this alt-right movement really kind of emerge during this political season. They are self-styled, self-proclaimed supporters of the Trump campaign, although they have no official relationship as far as I know. And on the left, we saw these Bernie bros emerge as a potent force, maybe without the anti-Semitism, but with the same kind of misogynistic, vicious harassment of reporters and individuals they felt criticized their candidate. We believe at the ADL, we don't endorse candidates, we don't support parties. But I think all responsible public figures, be they elected officials or political candidates, have a responsibility to speak out clearly, cogently, against this type of harassment.
Well, let's see. Jonathan Greenblatt, CEO of the Anti-Defamation League. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.